As I lay awake at night sometimes, I think back to something that my bus driver growing up, would say to me, as always riding the bus to school because I lived a little ways from it. You don't really expect to learn all the life lessons that you do. And one thing that I will never forget and I will always cherish is something that my bus driver said one day. And she said, quote, "The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town." I am Ethan Chadwick, and this is the Woke Report.
Shut up and sit down.
In a world where fake news has been attacked and debunked, two men bravely walk into the deep end.
Oh, it's cold.
Something touched my foot.
Oh, stop splashing me. Oh.
This is the Woke Report. Everything on this program is purely satire. Adult language may be used. Viewer discretion is advised. All right, welcome into the Woke Report. I am Ethan Chadwick, your host. With me, as always, is the one and only Evan Hall. Our top story today comes to us from a study that was conducted by University College. And it turns out that there has been a link that has been found between oxygen and cancer. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The air you breathe that gives you the life may also be the very thing that causes you to lose it. Reading through this, I was skeptical at first, but there's some convincing arguments. And in just a little bit, we will have a visit from our good friends Forks Malone and Spoons McGee. And I just want to get your take before we bring them on. Evan, kind of what goes through your mind as you read through this study?
Well, it is a very shocking and troubling revelation to hear that something that so many people, at least a vast majority of people on the planet, use every day, could give them cancer. I mean, I haven't been this disappointed since, cigarettes are also causing cancer. It's like they want to take every good thing out of life, and I'm sad.
And I think the scariest part about the whole thing is just that the idea that most people think that breathing is healthy. And you're breathing this oxygen, you're really just a ticking time bomb if you look at it that way.
Yeah, it's like how can you not go about your day thinking, oh, I wonder how much life has been sucked out of me by breathing in this oxygen?
Yes, absolutely. And in this study, experts at University College have decided to tell people that they should do their best to limit how often they breathe during the day to give themselves a better chance of not getting cancer. And we invite now into the studio our friends, got Spoons, Dr. Spoons McGee and Dr. Forks Malone. Dr. Spoons McGee, how are you doing today?
I am doing well, thank you.
Okay, well, can you and Dr. Malone tell us a little bit about kind of this study, because you guys were actually the ones that broke this study and kind of set the science world on fire, so to speak.
Well, we keep a very detailed database of trends and sicknesses and how it relates to public health, thanks to a very generous anonymous donor to University College. And what we noticed was very troubling in that a surprising number of people who breathe in oxygen on a daily basis or even just a casual basis are developing cancer.
Yeah, this is Dr. Forks Malone. I would like to apologize to everyone before I continue with my statement on the issue. We have had some less than friendly exchanges in the past, and I have lost my temper quite easily. But I would have you know that I have been studying anger management courses since we were last invited onto the show, and I feel like I've been doing a lot better, and I should be able to keep my cool during this thing. That being said, I do want to say it's nothing that it's quite troublesome for me is when you look at it, 100% of the people that have developed cancer in their lives have also breathed oxygen, and people will say, well, you know, what about water? Everybody drinks water. Well, that's true, but did you know that water actually contains oxygen?
We did tests on this to make sure.
We absolutely did tests on this. And the thing about it is, the you know, oxygen is O2. You got the element itself, oxygen. It usually sticks together in groups of two. And so oxygen that we breathe is O2. And then you've got water, which is actually H2O, which means there's one part oxygen, two parts hydrogen. And so there's oxygen inside of the water. And so you can, I mean, that also increases your chances of getting cancer, if you think about it that way. Through our studies, we did find that everyone who did both, you know, the people that, you know, developed cancer had done both throughout their life. And it wasn't just a situation where they were doing it heavily, that they were addicted. You know, some drank soda much more than they drank water, so they really slimmed down their chances of getting cancer. And they, rather than breathe all the time, they would sometimes, you know, smoke, as was mentioned by the good Evan Hull here on the show. And, you know, people were trying to do that instead of breathing. But the thing about it is, you can't even casually breathe oxygen. You can't even casually drink water, because those things have been proven to be linked to every single person that has developed cancer.
Yeah, and oxygen clearly is one of the most dangerous little building block thingies that are really small and build other bigger things. Well, if you really want to get technical with it, but the point being, it is one of those most dangerous little thing. You know, I don't know, the stuff you see in textbooks where it builds together and it's like really small.
So you're talking about that atoms. You're talking about atoms.
I'm
studying chemistry right now. I'm studying chemistry. You're talking about atoms.
I guess I don't even know. The point is, these are disturbing findings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It is quite disturbing to find this out, especially after having competitively breathed and drinking water throughout the course of my life. I mean, I do it almost religiously. I don't go a day without drinking water. I don't go a day, even a minute, without breathing.
Yeah, could we be next?
Yeah, that's the thing. Should I go get checked? What is kind of the idea of you guys as to whether or not people should go out and get themselves checked for cancer if they have been partaking of oxygen and or water?
I would say you need to seek medical attention immediately.
I would like to jump in here. I agree with what my colleague here, Dr. McGee, had just said. You should absolutely get yourself checked, because you could have the cancer. And so, you know, and also I would insist that everyone who is under the sound of my voice should desist immediately of these dangerous practices. Stop drinking water and stop breathing air. I mean, honestly, I mean, another thing to consider is that, you know, the thing that we breathe out, carbon dioxide, you know, in there, you hear ox, because there's oxygen in it. There's actually, it's CO2. You've got carbon and two atoms of oxygen. And that's what makes up those molecules. And so your body is naturally trying to get rid of the oxygen. And so I would say you should desist right now. You should desist.
Now, Dr. Forks, if I may
interject here for a brief moment. I have to ask, Forks and Spoons, are those real names, or did you just come up with those?
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys haven't answered it yet.
You know, I'm really trying not to lose my shit.
You're right angering now. Him, clearly.
I'm doing my best not to say something that I'm going to regret.
It was expensive as hell to send him to that anger management class. I don't know why.
I've been trying my best not to get upset about this. I can't believe that she would continue to insinuate that we are not actual scientists and that we are not actual doctors and that we're a made-up university. I can't believe that you would continue to perpetuate these lies.
We are regionally renowned, county renowned scientists with clearly professional credentials to our names. And I just don't see why every time we come on this Mickey Mouse charade you call a show, that we get thrown under the bus for some horseshit like what our names. I mean, we're talking about people dying of cancer, of taking in a very common and still unregulated little building block.
Point is, we are not happy about you once again dredging this up. It is unprofessional of you, and we are going to leave now.
It's not proton.
Come on, Dr. McGee, let's go.
It's not electron either. I'm just struggling here with the little thingy. It's like a ball, but it's even more than microscopically small. Like
Dr. Mickey, let's go.
Is it something?
All right. Well, they are walking out of the studio right now. A little bit upset. I mean, not as upset as we've seen them in the past. But offended nonetheless that we just want to know whether or not Forks and Spoons are, you know, nicknames or if they were given names.
We're just covering our journalistic bases. I don't know why.
I don't get it.
They act like this.
And it happens every time. It's like,
and you they think call at us some unprofessional. Point they would, they call right? us unprofessional. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. But moving on now, we're moving on to maybe one of the more popular segments that we do, and that is By the Numbers with Evan Hall.
Welcome to By the Numbers. I am Evan Hall, here to bring you some interesting stats and figures to enlighten your life. Let's start out with our first stat of the day, $3,000. That is my total lawyer bill in my custody battle between me, my ex-wife Stacy, and her new partner Brenda over our son Kyle. So kind of a hefty bill there, Stacy. Let's move on. The Dallas school budget deficit for the past year was $25 million. Now, if I'm paying about $600 a month in child support check to my ex-wife and her partner, that is about 41. If we divided that entire budget deficit by one of my checks for child support, that is over $41,600. Dollars or payments that I could make and eventually make up that deficit. If we got, say, 12 dads who are facing the destruction of their family by a heartless wench who wants to take their child away, we would be able to pay off that whole deficit to send all those kids back to school for in just like 3,400 something payments. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that that money could be better spent somewhere else. I don't know. But number two, let's talk about sponsoring a child. We've all seen the infomercials late at night about how 10 cents a day can sponsor a child in a third world country. Well, if we take that, say, maybe the price is 10 cents a day, perhaps, and I'm facing and I have $600 a month set aside for a child support check, I could easily sponsor a child for 6,000 days. I can pretty much take that child cradle all the way up through, I don't know, early adulthood. See how that money could be well spent instead of sending it to some ungrateful little brat who won't even call you up on your visitation days? But I digress. Let's go to our final stat of the day. $250. That is the amount of dollars my son Kyle, who's estranged from me, spent on a tattoo that says mom. However, Zero is the amount of dollars he has spent on a tattoo that says dead. I just don't get it, Kyle. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? Anyway, this has been By the Numbers. I'm Evan Hall. Remember, revolutionize your mind.
All right, thank you, Evan, for that. We go now to a story that comes to us from a New York Target. If you may remember last week, we talked about the new trend that's sweeping the nation, that, of course, being Grope Me Elmo, and we talked to a couple people about their takes on it. We're actually now getting reports that there is a disturbance in a Target in New York State.
Shocking.
You know, just a few miles outside of the suburbs of, well, I guess in the suburbs of New York City itself. And we actually have Herbert, who is on the scene, and we're going to pass it over to him. Herbert?
Yes, I am here at the Target, like you said, and it's Mickey and Craig again. And here's some audio from a few minutes ago.
It's like you're trying to betray me. I don't know how many times I already mentioned to you that I wanted one of those Elmo things, but you had to go off and get the last one.
Listen, if I want to buy a Grope Me Elmo, I'm going to buy a Grope Me Elmo. I don't have to subserve to your interest, you pathetic loser.
You knew, though. You knew that I wanted it, and you still went for it.
Yeah, maybe that's because I really wanted you to not get what you wanted because you're an asshole.
It's like we're middle school girls and I tell you who my crush is, and you go off and date that crush. Like a bitch.
Why don't you go crawl up in a tree somewhere and die?
Oh, that's real mature. That is real mature.
No, yeah, it is mature because, coming from you, anything would be mature.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you crawl up in trees and try to talk to birds.
I try to get
this. You're not six.
I try to
You're get... not six.
I try to get
You that... are not six.
I try.
You're not six.
I try.
No.
I try.
You don't try. You're not six.
To get.
You're not even seven.
The next.
I mean, I can even handle eight.
Hit story. It's all about journalism.
Hit story. Journalism? Are you kidding me?
Oh.
What have you done in your life that was possibly journalistic?
You Michaelis bastard. How dare you criticize my professionalism when your ass can't even point the damn microphone.
Oh, we're back to the pointing the microphone thing.
Damn
we're back to the pointing the microphone thing.
Hell yes.
So, you want me to make sure that I have the mic that cannot reach up into the tree right next to your stupid ass head, and you want it to be right there even though you're out of the reach of the mic, and I get it as close as absolutely possible, and they can hear what you're saying, even if it might be a little bit quiet, and I'm the unprofessional one.
It's called getting...
I'm the unprofessional one. Like, what the hell, man?
It's called getting letter, dumbass. You get the letter, you go to the tree, and you put the microphone as you walk up the ladder steps. This is me pretending to walk up ladder
steps.
Okay,
here's the thing. You know, how are we supposed to have a ladder? You just climbed up the tree. You wanted me to just leave and head down the street and get a ladder from the store then come back? Is that what you wanted?
Well, a little prep would be helpful.
A little prep? You didn't tell me you were going to be climbing up in a tree that I needed a ladder.
You know how I work. I've done this for years.
The thing is, you don't work. That's the point.
I do work.
You don't work.
I don't work.
You don't work.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you don't work.
That was all the audio that we felt like recording earlier. We go back now to the studio to Ethan and Evan.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a good... I mean, hopefully they got their letters of termination because they're definitely not working here anymore.
Shocking revelations. I hope Herbert...
They haven't showed up for weeks.
I hope Herbert keeps us informed of this developing story as it continues.
Seriously, I mean, last week two weeks ago it was Central Park. First off, he was supposed to be recording. And then last week they were still in Central Park, still arguing. And now this week they're at a Target nearby. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah. I'm sensing a lack of focus.
Show some professionalism. I mean, that's what I gotta say. As we're moving on, though, we have a heartbreaking story that's coming to us from Alaska. Apparently, Janice Muerte, she apparently was found dead in a park, frozen to death, and in the nude. and the single mother of three apparently was trying to seduce a snowman, believe it or not. According to her friend, Horoshila, who we actually had the opportunity to talk to about Gromielmo last week, she let us know that, you know, Janice had texted her saying that she wanted to have sex with the snowman because, quote, he didn't pay any attention to her. Now, first off, I mean, we can get into the whole, it doesn't make any sense, the psyche of, yeah, I want to go after the guy that shows no interest in me. That to me doesn't make sense.
He's not even around the whole year. I mean, it's the guy comes and goes. Totally unreliable.
Well, I was talking about actual people, but yes, the snowman, first off, I mean, he's going to melt. I mean, maybe he'll last a little bit longer in Alaska. I mean, but
can you expect him to be a good dad when he's not even here for, you know, 6 months out
okay.
of the year?
Okay, let's just not pretend. Let's just pretend that it is not an inanimate object, and just enroll with that.
Yeah.
I guess the real thing to be learning, people, is that you shouldn't run around naked in the snow in Alaska in the wintertime. You shouldn't try to seduce a snowman, and you probably shouldn't be texting Horshila. Just saying.
And I would also add that the real tragedy in this reminds me of the old saying that it is better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
I don't think that trying to seduce a snowman constitutes love, but I could be wrong. Moving on, a Florida man was arrested after he crashed a children's field trip while simultaneously having a domestic dispute with his wife.
Wow.
And apparently the children were at a zoo looking at, you know, the wildlife, and the man and woman were causing a disturbance and yelling at each other and dropping expletives and throwing things at each other, and they were using the kids as human shields, allegedly. According to video evidence that was taken from them, they also attempted to have sex with each other as makeup sex, I guess.
Well, I bet that was difficult for Principal Mansfield to have to explain that to the kids.
Yeah. Do you know these kids? I mean, Principal Mansfield, that's pretty specific. Do you know the kids involved?
I'm just saying it, you know.
Anyway, yeah, so he and his wife were both arrested for their behavior. Another example of what not to do, really. Also, we had the President Obama gave his going away speech, and he promised us that he'd be back next year in time for Christmas. And so we'll see how that shakes up. And speaking of Christmas, our last story of the day, we are going back to talk with the jolly man of Christmas himself, Santa Claus, and kind of get his take on how Christmas went and kind of what he's doing now, because obviously he doesn't have to deal with, you know, delivering all the presents for another 11 or almost 12 months. He joins us now. This is Santa Claus. Santa, how are you doing?
Not really all there.
What do you mean?
Well, my planned Christmas revolution didn't go exactly according to plan because we all woke up on December 26th and nobody revolted. The workers of the world clearly didn't unite. I don't even know why I dropped these plans if these imbecilic boobs are not going to go along with my plan.
That is interesting. I guess you have kind of talked about different ideas about the working class and the bourgeoisie, I believe, was the word you used. And I just gotta ask, I mean, now that Christmas is over, what do you do?
Well, we go back to the North Pole and drop new plans to attack the imperialistic USA next year. Maybe work out a few kinks in our plan, and other than that, I give loyalty tests to all my elves to make sure that they haven't been infected with bourgeois thinking, and we do a fairly healthy reading of Karl Marx's Das Kapital.
So, and on these tests that you're talking about, the loyalty tests, do you foot the bill for those, or do you have your workers pay for them themselves?
Well, really, it's a community fund. It's a shared revenue stream.
And is it sufficient for those things? I mean, do they have those and then is enough money to get by? You know, how exactly does that work? Because we're used to the economy of the United States, but obviously you did say that the North Pole was a commune, and so obviously it was a little bit different. So kind of want our listeners to be able to, you know, understand a little bit better how the economy works up there.
Well, we are very aware of how the capitalist dogs down in the United States of America do their thing. But it is a funded pool. The whole place is run collectively, so we all clearly dip in to the shared money stream. Everyone takes according to what they need.
All right, and so there have been some reports lately, some allegations by some people in the intelligence agencies, not just in America, but in other countries across the globe, that say that your elves are only paid $2 an hour. Is that true?
Well, I mean, when you factor in exchange rates and inflation, I mean, it could seem low according to Western imperialist standards, but the point is these elves have all that they need.
And also the same reports also detailed that these elves are forced to work 16-hour days. Is that true also?
You know, it's really sad to see supposed journalists like yourself get sucked into Uncle Sam's propaganda machine. These elves live an idyllic life where everyone has what they need. It's patently absurd that we're forcing slave-like labor on elves. It's clearly a capitalist plot. Capitalist plot!
I want to die!
Send him to solitary, okay? But the point being, this is this is the highest level of human development I think we've ever seen.
I've got to ask, was that just an elf that was saying, kill me now? That doesn't sound like a satisfied worker. I mean, essentially, it sounds like you're having slave labor. And this whole situation that you have put together seems like it benefits you greatly. Would you acknowledge that, that it benefits you?
Oh, I'll acknowledge that I can hear the Benjamins from Fox News crumpling in your pocket and Rupert Murdoch's coins in a big sack that you've got, so I can see that you're bought out by the machine of the man. That's what I will acknowledge, because this is absolutely ridiculous.
Reports say that your net worth, you and Mrs. Claus's net worth, is $93 billion. Can you confirm or deny that?
You are distracting from the coming bloody revolution that's about to befall the world's capitalist powers. I mean, we are about to hit hard. The five companies that control the world's food supplies, we're about to hit the banks. We are going to make 2017 a hellhole for these imperialist Americans.
Well, I would just have to say that it must be the case that you are, in fact, worth $93 billion. That was, in fact, an elf that was crying, kill me now. And also that you severely underpay your workers and work them long hours in much of the same way that slavery exists, I guess. It sounds like you've got some pretty slavey labor, if you know what I mean.
So how much did the Bush White House pay you to make that comment, huh? How much oil money did the Bush family give to you to give this hit piece on me when I'm, you know, regarded as a father figure up in the North Pole?
a father figure in that your kids hate you and want to die?
No.
Is that how you see a father figure? Because for me, it's someone that supports you and helps you with whatever you need, not that seeks for as much money as possible. And I can tell you, I haven't been paid by anybody because I am broke as a joke.
Oh yeah, well, tell Fox hello for me, because this whole interview is done. You know, it's all the same. It's all the same.
All right, well, we seem to have lost our connection with Santa Claus. Didn't get a chance to thank him for coming on. Bit disturbing what these reports are saying about things up at the North Pole.
Yeah, I felt he might have been dodging a few of our questions. I felt like we
were... I feel like he was dodging most of them.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. I felt there was a little bit, at least a little bit of dodginess there.
Yeah, for sure. But we do want to thank you guys for listening. This is all the time that we have for today. If you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at Woke Report. You can email us as well, wokereport@gmail.com. Hit us up. You can also find us individually. I am at EthanChadwick15 on Twitter, and Evan is at EvanHall62 on Twitter. And yeah, so if you'd like to hit us up, you know, let us know through those platforms. Thanks again for listening. We will see you next time here on The Woke Report.